For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Some 10,000 teachers and supporters from across the state descended on the State House this week, sending a powerful message to lawmakers that they want more state support in funding and in education reforms, and they are not happy with the school improvement bill pending in the legislature. The fast-growing online teachers group that sponsored this week's rally, SC for Ed, maintains the major bill that has already been approved by the State House ignored teacher input and fails to adequately address teacher pay, teacher workloads, and class sizes. Next year's state budget does include $160 million for teacher raises, and the education bill raises starting teacher salaries. Some legislative leaders were critical of the teachers for leaving their classrooms on Wednesday. House Speaker Jay Lucas was quoted as saying the teachers were acting on misinformation and that the House-passed bill addresses their concerns. The state Senate, preoccupied with the future of state-owned utility Santee Cooper, isn't expected to take up the education bill this year and plans to refine it next year. Here's Spartanburg Senator Shane Martin.
We know it's not going to pass this year, but I'm hoping that everybody in here will take the time to go meet with teachers, a group of teachers, and spend the time and listening to them on what we need to bring back when we do pass education reform. So, Senator, that the reform we pass is not just reform in the title, but real reform.
Governor McMaster is pushing the legislature to pass a school improvement bill this year, but there are just 3 legislative days left in this year's session. This week, he signaled lawmakers may need to come back to Columbia to take up the matter.
There are avenues open to keep talking, keep working, and keep voting, and we will push for all of them.
An extra session is looking more likely. Next year's budget has yet to be finalized, and the future of Santee Cooper is still being debated. The Senate this week finally settled on a resolution that would set in motion a process for the state to decide on 3 options for Santee Cooper. Sell it, find a utility to manage it, or let Santee Cooper show how it would restructure and operate itself. Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey.
We are not today making a decision to sell. We are not today making a decision to hire a management company. We're not today making a decision to keep Santee Cooper. What we're doing, what we need to do, I propose, is to set up a process by which we can get the information that everybody says they need and then make that decision.
Senators want all of the options that are eventually considered to show how Santee Cooper's over $7 billion in debt would be addressed. Berkeley County Senator Larry Grooms even raised the prospect of restarting the VC Summer nuclear project, the project that originally saddled Santee Cooper with some $4 billion of debt. The House has its plan for the utility's future. House and Senate differences will have to be worked out. A subplot in the Santee Cooper saga is the ongoing dispute between the Senate and Governor McMaster over the chairmanship of the Santee Cooper Board. This week, the Senate Judiciary Committee rejected the governor's nominee for chairman, former State Attorney General Charlie Condon. He's currently serving in an interim capacity.
The reality of the political situation is such where it's obvious the Senate doesn't want to sell Santee Cooper. And so they view yours truly as an agent of change, and I don't disagree with that assessment.
Also this week, McMaster's nomination of Stephen Morris of Columbia to head the Office on Aging was overwhelmingly rejected by the full Senate. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.